you have to have a passion, and that passion has to stay. And so we try to instill passion if they don't already have it.
That's Philip Yee. He's another person we're profiling in our series, My Fellow Americans. These are sketches of people we meet along the way. About 5 years ago, Philip started working at the California Sushi Academy, which both trains professional sushi chefs and those who want to learn to make it for themselves at home.
Good morning.
So I started on as, not as an instructor, but to do promotions for the school. The manager liked my speaking ability. That's one of the reasons he hired me on.
I got taken in charge from the beginning. When I say something, that's what it is.
And then I got into the class and watched and actually assisted because I really wanted to learn about what I was doing. And after about 2 years of just kind of watching and assisting, I started to instruct. Not the regular courses, but the one-day sushi classes that we offer to the public on the weekends.
So the things that we're going to cover today, we're going to do nothing traditional. California rolls, spicy tuna hand rolls, we're going to do rainbow roll, and maybe a cucumber roll.
I think the hardest thing about doing sushi is probably dealing with the rice.
Is the rice ready to go?
Yes.
Because rice is sticky, and it sticks all over your hands.
You take three fingers and bring that rice down, just like that.
Of course, knife skills are important. But to make it look great and have people look at it and go, wow, that's art. Whatever kind of art it is, it takes years to develop. I don't know how many people are going to go back home and make sushi once they learn it, but I think they love the whole concept of being able to make something when traditionally there's been kind of this mystery around sushi.
Okay, now, you see this rice? What not to do? Don't pack it like snow balls.
If you walked into a sushi bar and you saw a non-Japanese, female, male, doesn't matter, but they're non-Japanese, blonde hair, blue eyes, making sushi, would you sit in front of them? What would your instant reaction be? A lot of them would say, I'd probably turn around and go outside and go somewhere else. And that's their honest opinion about it. And that's okay. It's just a matter of changing the mental aspect of people. It's like, what is the big deal? As long as you know how to make sushi or have the skill and the knowledge and have a respect for the culture, why can't anyone do it?
There you go. What do you think?
My Fellow Americans, produced by Rob Sachs. Since he recorded those interviews, Chef Philip Yee has actually moved on from the California Sushi Academy. He's opened his own sushi business here in Los Angeles.